Should I switch from break fix to managed services? We will address that question on today's MSP Zone.
You are entering the MSP Zone, a podcast for the managed services community, covering news, analysis, and interviews from around the globe. Elevate your MSP game by staying in the MSP Zone. And now, your host, Charles Weaver.
We get to talk about or address a question from one of our members. And the topic or the question is, should I switch from doing my break fix work and should I become an MSP? That's a pretty logical question. It's a common question. And yet it's a really difficult question to answer because there are a wide variety of things that you would need to consider to factor in into your equation as you weigh break fix managed services. And you may think, well, of course, yes, the MSP Alliance, what their answer is, and they're always going to say become an MSP, right? Join up. No, absolutely not. There are a lot of considerations you should weigh in deciding whether to become a managed service provider. There are many things that you need to know if you are especially transitioning from break fix or another business model into managed services, particularly break fix or reactive. I use those two interchangeably because there's a lot of things that you need to change, right? And there are some misconceptions that I think are still, you know, persistent out there in the market where people don't understand what it really means to become an MSP. And so we'll try to go through each of those and lay out some guidance for those of you who are, in addition to this person who emailed in, and you know, give you some guidance on how to make that decision as best as you can with all of the facts that will be helpful for you in that decision-making process. So again, this is an email we get, and we get a lot of these general questions. Hey, I'm a startup. I'm an MSP startup, or I'm transitioning from break fix, kind of reactive IT. They almost always say break fix. They don't ever say reactive, but I say reactive. When I hear break fix, it's reactive. There's no other way. You can't be proactive in break fix. Those are mutually incompatible terms in my way of thinking. So a break fix technician, and again, I'm making some assumptions here because I don't know if this is a person, an individual, a small team, an owner of a large group. But honestly, my response would apply to all of those in much the same way. There may be some variations, obviously, depending on the size and the resources available to you. But I'm going to talk about generally just the business model and the conceptual or the ideological reasons why you might want to change and whether you should change to an MSP. The first question I would ask this person and anybody is, why do you want to do it? What is your motivation to become an MSP? More specifically, why isn't break fix working for you? All right, so here's something that I would draw your attention to. There are a lot of people out there who are impacted by the considerable marketing messaging machine that exists, and it's a machine, believe me. I don't think MSP Alliance is in that. Maybe we are. Maybe we're a part of that ecosystem. But I mean, there are, I'm talking about software, hardware vendors, right, who want to encourage the adoption of managed service providers. And again, I'm not opposed to that in general. As a concept, I think we need more MSPs, but we need the right MSPs. And so back to the question, why do you want to be an MSP? If you are responding to the marketing pressure of you should be an MSP, you should become an MSP, you should buy my technology and you will be an MSP. If you're responding to that, that's probably not the right motivation for you, right? I'm just going to say it. It's probably something that you need to go back to your metaphorical drawing board and figure out what is the real motivation. Is your motivation really to do with a client request? It happens. I would like to think that happens more often than people or companies responding to marketing pressure or marketing campaigns. But I don't think we have any evidence of that one way or the other. But if a customer says, hey, look, I really like working with your company, with you as an individual, but I really would like something more ongoing. I would like something more proactive than what you're giving me. They're telling you, I want you to be an MSP. They're telling you they want a change in the relationship. And even 20 years plus into this profession, that still happens because there's a lot of reactive break-fix people and companies still out there lingering around the world who have really good relationships with their customers, and yet those customers are feeling the need to evolve. And it happens more than you may realize, where the customer actually pushes or encourages the break-fix technician or company to make a change and to modify their service delivery behavior to look and feel something more like a managed services relationship. And they may not actually say it, managed services, right? So that's to add even more confusion. But what they're most likely saying is, they're saying, look, I want to transact with you differently. I want to have more proactive IT service from you. I want to spend money more predictably with you rather than having these spikes up and down, right? Especially coming out of a pandemic, you can better believe that there are companies that for their IT spend specifically, they would like to avoid what they probably, many of them who had break-fix relationships early on in the pandemic, in those early weeks and months, think of the incredible spike in IT costs that they had to go through, in addition to maybe seeing some of their revenues, drop or go away completely. That perhaps was one of the greatest in near history examples of why managed services and why MSPs are so valuable, is because they did provide for those customers predictability of IT spend, predictability of the type of service that they were going to receive. You can understand why that's so appealing to a customer. Back to the motivation, is it a customer request? If so, I think that's a good reason. That's a better reason than responding to an email that says, hey, isn't it time that you became an MSP, right? That's not compelling enough for me, in my opinion. So understand your motivation. Why are you doing it? Is it a financial reason? Like, are you just sick of chasing revenue? I can understand that from a business standpoint. Even if you have no customers asking you for this, if you are tired of chasing revenue, break-fix revenue, project revenue, and it's just a never-ending battle, and you would, you read these stories of MSPs who have predictability of their revenue and they can forecast because they have contracts and they can count the money that's coming in before it's even come in. Those are very real motivators as a business owner for becoming an MSP and getting away from break fix. And I acknowledge that there are many, many business owners who have come before you who have made the switch to managed services because of that reason. Maybe not solely, but that was a big factor in them changing, is because they were tired of the old business model. Because quite frankly, as we've said many times over the years, the break-fix model is dead. Now, you may be saying, well, you just gave away the answer, right? If break-fix is dead, then why wouldn't everyone become an MSP? Well, the answer to that question is not everyone is suited to become an MSP. there are people who are genetically or what in some other way predisposed not to do the things required to become a fruitful, profitable, scalable, efficient, and secure managed service provider. Well, who are those people, you may be asking? Well, that's a tricky question because there's a lot of different person. Some of it is personality. A lot of it is personality. A lot of it is, I'll go through personality and then we'll talk about maybe some of the larger organizations and why they may be resistant to managed services. And this is, again, all under the context of, you know, me saying and you guys either agreeing or not about break fix going away. I personally believe it. I think that the facts are overwhelming in support of that statement, because all you need to do is look at the number of businesses over the last 20, 30 years. You know, nobody's coming out and saying, I'm going to start up a break fix company or I'm going to become a VAR. They don't do that. When's the last time you ever saw a company start up and say, I'm going to be a VAR or a break fix company? Maybe they do exist. I haven't seen them. But they do start up and want to become MSPs. Absolutely. I mean, our membership wouldn't be growing if that wasn't true. In fact, I'll go even further to say I've seen companies who went out of business will spin off employees who left that company. Maybe went out of business. Maybe the people got let go, you know, whatever. And they go and start MSP practices of their own. So it's not like it's a dying business model. It's not. It's a growing business model. It's a thriving business model and community. So the slow devolution or the slow decline of break fix is real. It's something that has been happening. It is going to continue to happen. And so it begs the question of why would you want to stay in a dying business model? So that's one other thing, right? Which is, okay, is it a customer asking you to do this? Why are you wanting to get out of break fix into managed services? Maybe it is because you have, you know, read the tea leaves and you understand the signs and you get that this is something that's not going to be around in the near term. And that could be a very real motivator for you saying, yeah, I want to be an MSP now rather than suffer, you know, any more decline in my business model. What's the requirement of you in becoming an MSP? Well, and this gets back to what I just teased earlier about some people not being predisposed to becoming an MSP. From an individual standpoint and from a technical standpoint, there's a psychological complex amongst some technicians where they want to be the hero. They want to be the person that has all of the domain knowledge, technical domain knowledge, and they want to be the problem solver. And I say that not to offend a lot of people out there who are technical, because a lot of my friends are very technical and they like solving problems, and that's not in and of itself bad. The problem, what makes that individual difficult in a managed services environment, is when they refuse to teach others what they know and to do the one critical thing that is necessary to become a successful MSP, which is to reach scalability. The hero complex, where a person is, I must do this thing because I am the only person capable of doing it and I want to make sure that it is done right, concept is antithetical to becoming a good, scalable MSP. You cannot have people in your service organization who have that mentality of wanting to hold on to everything, to maintain control, tight control in some cases, to process, to manually intervening in a process in order to, and then pick your excuse, right? Their reason for doing that is going to be plentiful, right? It's, I had to do it because it was going to be done poorly. I had to do it because this customer is very important to the company and I need to make sure that they are taken care of. And on and on and on. I'm sure these things are not unique. I'm sure these things you've heard of before. But those mentalities, especially if you are a technician and you're saying, wow, you're describing me. That's me. If you want to maintain that, go ahead. Be a break fix technician, be a break fix company, and just do it as long as you can, for as long as you can, because eventually there's going to be a point at which there's not enough businesses and business to keep you afloat. I just think that that's going to be that's going to be reality. If you say that's me, but I don't want that to be me, then there's hope. Then there's a path for you, which quite frankly is a much better path, where you can be a participant in and have a scalable service delivery engine that runs smoothly, that values and needs technical talent to do what it does. But you operate as a team, you operate as a group, and it's not an individual effort, where you typically see that type of personality in the break fix community. It happens a lot, and it's a reality that I think we all have to recognize. So number one, from an individual or a smaller team perspective, that's one thing you have to be on the lookout for, and in the quest to answer the question, should I change from break fix to managed services? Do you have those types of personalities on your team, and what are you going to do about them? And are they going to be resistant to your efforts to change? Because I have certainly also seen plenty acts of mostly unintentional, but some intentional sabotage of the company's efforts to change into an MSP. Well, do you have any examples of that you could share with us? I'm not going to name names, but I have seen, attempts to achieve scalability, attempts to document process, that is, attempts to have external review of the team's service delivery, efficiency, are resisted by those types of individuals who just do not want to participate in that type of team service delivery effort. And they will just actively not participate. They will resist it. They will push back. They will come up with every excuse why they're not going to do it. And what you end up with is the best analogy is an engine with a little pebble bouncing, or a ball bearing bouncing around inside an engine, doing great damage to the engine and its power and its efficiency. That's what a break fix mentality will do to that transition process. And it's very real. I've seen it happen, and it's a common thing. For the larger organizations, asking yourself the question, should I switch from break fix to managed services? The answer is no less difficult, but the stakes are even greater. What do I mean by that? Well, typically, especially if it's a value-added reseller or any significant size entity with a lot of revenue at stake, and maybe generally it comes along with a pretty good stable of salespeople who are producing a lot of revenue and probably earning a good amount of money from commission, especially if they're selling projects or they're selling high value items like servers or security devices, hardware, storage devices, big ticket items. Those efforts to transition to managed services can be very difficult in those organizations, because the management may be aware of the risk associated with disrupting all of that existing revenue, that transactional business that they do. Or the management could say, no, I want to become an MSP, and their efforts are resisted by their salespeople, right? And it could be, and this is, we've talked so much about this over the last 20 years about the tactics for changing from break fix to managed services, and the role that the MSP salesperson should play has been talked about, written about so much. I don't need to do it anymore. But suffice it to say that your sales team could be very helpful or destructive to your transition to managed services. And if they are not properly incented, and if they are resisting, meaning they're not participating in the sales process and they're therefore not selling, you could have the leadership fully bought into the managed services concept, and yet it dies and withers on the vine because the team responsible for selling those projects and those contracts aren't doing it. They don't want to do it. They can't do it. Take your pick, but they don't do it. And so the organization, the attempt at managed services fails or is significantly slowed, at least because of that reality. And this is typically in larger organizations that we see this. And I understand the economic reality of that, but that's also something that you need to weigh in your transition strategy, decision-making process. I alluded to this in the beginning, but I'll say it again. If you want to change from break fix to managed services, it isn't just buying the technology, right? Just don't think that if you went out and bought an RMM platform that you are now suddenly an MSP, because you are not. And I don't mean any disrespect to the big platform vendors out there. They do really good work, but it doesn't make you an MSP. I'm sorry. I go out and buy a fountain pen. Doesn't make me a poet or an author. It just makes me a person that owns a pen. It's what you do with it that makes you who you are. And the same is true with MSPs. You need technology. You need an RMM. You need ticketing platform technology to become an MSP. But just because you have those things doesn't make you an MSP. So don't buy into the marketing hype. You know, buy those things because you are fully committed to being an MSP and all the things that are necessary to make that business change. And it is a business change. It's a cultural, business, financial, service delivery, marketing, sales, impacting business model change. Make no mistake about it. Do not think that it is simply, I'm going to start charging my customers every month and I'm going to be an MSP because now I have recurring revenue. Sorry, yet again, it doesn't work that way. Those may be manifestations of what an MSP does, and they are, but it just the fact that you do it does not make you an MSP. And the last bit of advice in helping you to identify whether you should make that transition is, are you in this to win? Are you in this to be successful? And what I mean by that is, are you just doing this because it's a mark, you're going along because you're, you know, someone in your peer group said, hey, you should really be an MSP. Or someone on a Reddit channel says, hey, you should really buy this software because it really helps you, you know, do managed services stuff. I think that those are fairly weak arguments for making such a dramatic change to your business model. I think you ought to do it because it's inevitable. I think you ought to do meaning become an MSP because your customers are asking you to do it. I think you ought to do it because it's the secure and the safe thing to do from an IT management standpoint. All right, meaning managed services is the way to manage IT. Reacting to problems and letting things be unmanaged from an IT perspective is not acceptable behavior. Enterprise down to the smallest company, it's not anymore. There's no excuse not to manage your IT resources. And so if you are in the business to become a successful MSP, I think there's no better business model in the technology sector right now. And for the last 20 years, I've believed that. It's a great business model. It's not necessarily easy. Nothing is. It's not difficult. Once you know the things that you need to do, it's just it's a practice. It's a constant tinkering and honing of your efficiency and making micro improvements to become better and better and better all the time. And that's why I think it's appealing to a lot of people, especially technical people, because it keeps them constantly learning and applying what they learn to their customers to make them better, safer, more secure, whatever. I think it's a great model. Is it for everybody? No. Is it right for you? Only you can tell, but make sure you're doing it for the right reasons. Really evaluate that. And only then will you be able to make the right decision for yourself or for your company. So I hope these things helped you. I hope that you have the best of luck in your decision-making process. And if you do decide to become an MSP, do it. Ask questions. Ask people who've been around for a while. Get advice. Get advice from people who know. And don't be afraid to ask questions. That's a good bit of advice for any startup MSP, because there's no reason you need to do it alone. There is plenty of history and documentation and things that can save you a lot of stepping into potholes if you just ask questions and get advice. And I hope that helps you in your quest for break fix to managed services. And best of luck to all of you who are on that path, because it can be difficult. And I appreciate you guys, needing some help, and I hope this was of some help to you all. Until next time, Charles Weaver for the MSP Zone.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed today's episode, please give us a like. Make sure you're subscribed to the podcast so you'll get notified when future episodes are released. We will see you next time in the MSP Zone.